This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on the need for whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers are protected by law, and the reason is simple and understandable. We must be able to count on disclosures from rank-and-file employees in order to conduct our oversight and hold people accountable for wrongdoing.
Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI. In short, the leadership in the FBI is politically corrupt.
President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow is the start of the G7 summit as the USA continues to teeter on default with the national debt. Illegal immigrants in cities throughout America are creating a burden the Biden administration has forced on municipalities because of their border policies. Joe Borelli on Fox News is a New York City councilman.
Well, it's a sign our priorities are completely out of whack. I mean, this is a problem that's now costing $8 million a day. That money could be going for homeless veterans. It could be going for school lunches. It could be going for health care for the sick. It could be going for a whole bunch of services that the city provides. But because we've decided to have this woke experiment of being a sanctuary city, we are now essentially boxed in by our own progressiveness.
North Carolina lawmakers overrode a veto by Democrat Governor Roy Cooper last night, enacting a ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of gestation. There are some exceptions to the law. The ban will take effect in July. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis reportedly will formally enter the 2024 presidential race next week.
The Washington Post is reporting that two people familiar with the Republican governor's plan say DeSantis will kick off his campaign for the GOP nomination as he gathers top fundraisers in Miami. DeSantis is also expected to launch his candidacy with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin. He is considered the most serious challenger to former President Trump in the race for the Republican nomination. I'm Skip Kelly.
You've probably seen the Coke Freestyle machine that lets you combine all kinds of soft drinks and flavors to your liking? Well, the same concept is coming for condiments.
Just like making yourself a grape Diet Coke with a splash of lemon, some people want their own combination of dipping sauce. Kraft Heinz has rolled out the prototype of a machine that lets you pour out stuff like ketchup, ranch dressing, barbecue sauce, or other condiments, then mix in what it calls enhancers. Mango, jalapeno, buffalo wing flavor, many, many more. Heinz debuted the machine at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. It hopes to have these sauces flowing by late this year. I'm Richard Johnson.
4 children somehow were found alive in the Colombian jungle more than 2 weeks after their plane crashed and killed every adult on board. The news was shared by President Gustavo Petro following an intense search carried out by the country's military. The kids, aged 13, 9, 4, and the infant, walked away from the crash site. Rescuers found discarded fruit consumed by the children and improvised shelters made from jungle vegetation during their rescue effort. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, they say the first thing you must do in order to deal with a problem is admit you got a problem, right? Well, here in this country, we're realizing that anything that is conservative is under target, whether it is your faith, your political beliefs. The government has weaponized every institution, it would appear, whether we're talking about the IRS, the Justice Department, the military. If you are conservative, you're not welcome. This is what they're saying, and they find ways to squash any kind of dissent and anything that goes against the party line. This is where America is today. I know it sounds third world, but it is, and this is what we're dealing with. See, a lot of us, because we're not near the Beltway, we deal with the consequences of it, but we're not living in the swamp of it all. And for those that live in it and play in it, they got it all over them. I mean, they're so convinced that they're, you know, they've got it right. Everybody's got it wrong. This is why the outrage over the Durham report, for example, you know, even, you know, those that they can't, you know, all the money that was invested, whether it was the Mueller report or, you know, the investigation, now the Durham report, you know, the same people that caused all the problems are in rank denial. You know, Adam Schiff. I mean, the reason he's off the Intelligence Committee is because he did not represent his position in an honorable way. He flat out lied, and he can't even admit that even after the Durham report that he got it wrong. There's no even consideration of, okay, wow, bad intel, you know, some kind of excuse. No, he just doubles down, keeps going forward. And, of course, now we're about ready to reward, I say we, the people of California, about ready to reward him, give him a raise and promote him to become a senator. I mean, you cannot honor that which is dishonorable. And this is what we've done time and again. Mike Pallas is with us right now. He's the Americans for Tax Reform's Policy Director. Hey, Mike, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good to be on again.
This is a hot mess, Mike. I mean, this is a contagion throughout the institutions of our government. And we're going to be talking about the latest with the Internal Revenue Service. Like, why all of a sudden they've unplugged a tax inquiry of an American taxpayer who happens to have the name of Hunter Biden. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're really starting to see the pile, the IRS scandal start to pile up here. For those unfamiliar, we had this week the whistleblower who has come forward to claim that the investigative process at the IRS into Hunter Biden has essentially been slowed down and halted improperly, has now reported that the entire investigative team at the IRS looking into Hunter Biden has been removed by the Department of Justice. And as he's claimed, it's specifically related to the whistleblower coming forward. So it's purely retaliatory, as we have Republicans in the House side now complaining and rightly to do so. This is not just an improper action and abuse of power, but it's likely illegal and breaking laws that are there to protect whistleblowers from retaliation. It's also likely a directly illegal action taken by the IRS and the Department of Justice under the Biden administration.
There's also a story this morning about an FBI whistleblower going back where he, you know, blew a whistle and he was transferred cross country. It was looked like a promotion. And he was transferred cross country, and when he got there, and he had just whistleblower. I mean, he reports, he does the thing he's supposed to do. He reports to his superiors, "Hey, look at, you know, we've got a breakdown here. This is not right." And so by the time he gets to D.C., they reassign him and basically just freeze him out, and all but put him in a bankruptcy. And they, you know, they take him off the payroll, and hold the whole deal. I mean. This stuff about protecting whistleblowers is a sham, because what they're doing is, if you are a conservative, forget it. You're not protected by the Whistleblower Act. This is what the elites have determined how they're going to play the game. Okay. Now, if you're on the left, then you're protected, all honor and glory, right? What they did with the whistleblower when they looked into a couple of incidences regarding Donald Trump, right? Oh my goodness, we can't reveal. The Democrats were, you know, they were, you know, clutching their pearls and, you know, almost hyperbolic over the idea that the whistleblower would be found out and wouldn't be respected, you know, which is, and here it is. This thing has been going on for a long time. This isn't just now. I mean, this is why we got ourselves in the mess that we're in. And what the Durham report shows quite clearly, Mike, is that the institutions are severely infected here. They've lost their moral compass. And that's why, you know, Durham in his summary said, look, there's no need to, you know, execute any kind of reform here because the body is sick. These people, their perspective and their very hearts, their souls are so corrupt that there's not enough regulation that you could implement to resolve the problem. I mean, that's pretty serious, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what we're seeing here is it's a weaponization of the government, of our institution, specifically to bolster the president and to protect him and his family from the illegal actions they seemingly have taken. So, you know, for the timeline here, we had the Washington Post. So this is no conservative Republican fever dream. This is being reported by the Washington Post.
Right.
Back in October, that the FBI believed it had enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden specifically related to tax crimes. We're now 6-7 months later. No charges, no such charges have been brought forward. We have whistleblowers coming forth from the IRS and the FBI. We've had both of those whistleblowers claim retaliation against them. Professionally and now potentially with a legal action at the IRS. We have the entire investigative team at the IRS removed by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. This is all the hallmarks of a cover-up here.
Exactly. So what does this say to future whistleblowers?
Yeah, what it tells them is don't come forward. You're going to be punished. Your career will be ruined.
Yeah.
And it's a terrifying
thought. Keep it in your pocket.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, this is we've talked about this before. This is a pattern of behavior specifically related to the IRS and the Department of Justice under Democrat administrations. Mm-hmm. We know IRS abuse going back to the administration, to the Obama administration, targeting conservatives. And now we have the same thing going forward. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we have this massive expansion of the IRS, including 87,000 new agents, plans to come after your Venmo, your PayPal, to come audit you. We have massive abuses and scandals piling up at the IRS.
Yeah. Exactly. And right now we're focusing on the IRS, but as I mentioned, you know, Jim Jordan's committee, I mean, this is amazing, the timing of all this, right? And you got Jim Jordan's committee looking into the weaponization of government. And here it is, this latest report about this former FBI agent, Garrett O'Boyle. He says his family became homeless after he reported illegal activity in the agency. According to a report from the House Judiciary Committee and Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, this was just released yesterday, or actually today. He disclosed, this is O'Boyle, illegal actions to a supervisory special agent, and the FBI subsequently reassigned him to a different department that forced him to relocate his family across the country. And upon arrival on his first day, the FBI places O'Boyle on unpaid, indefinite suspension, effectively rendering his family homeless. This is how bad that this has gotten. And of course, these are just a couple of stories that we're talking about, Mike. I mean, how pervasive and how many other stories are we not hearing about?
That's exactly right. This is just what's been brought out in the sunlight so far. I'm sure more is going to come to light.
Exactly.
Republicans providing oversight.
Hi, right. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Mike Collins. Mike, maybe it might be appropriate here. And by the way, just so you know, Mike is the ATR, Americans for Tax Reform, Tax Policy Director. He's pinch hitting for Grover Norquist. We always appreciate Mike's insight as well. While Grover is out there fooling around, you know, just kidding. You know, he's not stopped. But Mike, we appreciate you stepping up and talking to us. especially about the situation with the whistleblower. Maybe it'd be appropriate to review the Whistleblower Act and what it's all about. Why did the government say we needed to protect whistleblowers?
Yeah, well, we need to protect whistleblowers from retaliation from the government, from the agents, from the executives and agencies above them, which seems to be clearly the case now and what the whistleblower is claiming. We now have had multiple whistleblowers involved in the Hunter Biden investigation claim retaliation from their superiors. You know, we've talked about the FBI agent. Now we have the entire IRS investigative team looking into Hunter Biden's alleged tax crimes, which the FBI reported back in October of last year, believing that they had enough to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes. In that time, we have seen no charges come forward. And now we have seen retaliation against multiple whistleblowers involved in the case. The latest this week being the entire IRS investigative team being removed by the Biden Department of Justice.
Yeah, this is crazy. You know, DeRoy Murdoch from Fox News had commented that, you know, this is shades and memories of Watergate. Remember when you had that infamous day when they got rid of the special prosecutor? You know, and you go back and you say, wait a minute, there's a pattern here. I mean, Joe Biden did the same thing in Ukraine. We've got him on video, him, you know, from his lips to our ears saying, you know, that he was going to withhold $1 billion of aid to Ukraine if they didn't get rid of that prosecutor who was investigating his son, right? And he goes,
That's why it's so important that we hold these officials in the Biden administration accountable. I think we should also mention that the whistleblower essentially is alleging, according to reporting, that Merrick Garland, Biden's attorney general, has perjured himself before Congress, lying to lawmakers in hearing. We also had, at the end of April, IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel appeared before House Ways and Means, and he said, quote, I can say without any hesitation there will be no retaliation for anyone making an allegation or a call to whistleblower. We know that's not the case now. We know the entire team has been fired by the Department of Justice, and this whistleblower is claiming it's directly because he came forward.
Well, of course. And the thing is, again, we have been watching this for at least the last 10 years, Mike, and that is that if you have a conservative viewpoint and if you're involved in the government, they're finding a way to flush you out. And clearly this is what's going on. I mean, again, I cannot overstate what Durham had to say in his report. And it was an indictment on the morality, the moral fiber of governmental institutions that are targeting people who are not in lockstep with them. I mean, this is Marxism, this is communism, third world country kind of stuff that Marco Rubio referred to. And, you know, the American people have got to seriously have a wake-up call and understand that there is no way that our government is going to have a fair chance to win or, you know, we the people be able to have a fair chance at having a government that comes anywhere close to the Constitution that we swore to defend.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it's important to know that for Democrats, the takeover of the institutions and then their weaponization is the point. We've seen this involving the IRS time and again. Going back to the Obama administration, they used the IRS to target conservatives. They settled this in court. The current IRS commissioner wants to pretend it didn't happen, but they targeted Tea Party groups, prevented them from getting non-tax status and from forming, to literally try and choke out the Tea Party from forming. That goes back. That's in 2017, the Department of Justice had to settle with those organizations in court for doing that. So it did happen.
But meanwhile, Mike, how many election cycles were compromised and influenced because of what they did to the Tea Party? See, this is what galls me. And it, you know, probably 8-9 voting, I mean, even to this day, you know, voter suppression has taken place because of what they did to the Tea Party organizations. And so any conservative viewpoint, again, is being squashed. Like right now, the whole MAGA movement. I mean, wow, how fearful that must be, you know, that you want to make America great again. That's just a terrible thing. You know, we've got to squash that. And you've got even the president of the United States referring, you know, to MAGA, you know, the MAGA maniacs or whatever he wants in white supremacy and everything that comes out in the same sentence with MAGA as he tried to malign and use MAGA as a pejorative. I mean, this stuff has got to stop. But see, the American people have got to come together in mass to say, no, we've had enough of this stuff. This is crazy. You know, here we are in an era when we're trying to, you know, come together and be united. And here we've got a president of the United States who is doing more to divide us than unite us. I mean, this is how messed up this is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And right, we know it starts with targeting Republican politicians with Donald Trump. But then we know from past actions like the Tea Party that they come after you in the end. And keep in mind that this is all going on while we have a massive expansion of the federal government, specifically at the IRS, where they're now behaving politically to protect Hunter Biden, punishing whistleblowers. And at the same time, they're planning to come after you with new audits. We have reporting this week that the IRS is now trying to take over the entire tax preparation service and getting ready to do that, also lying about it before Congress. And it's just scary because we have a growing IRS that's more unhinged and less reliant on their authority from Congress.
Well, look what happened to January 6th. All the defendants there, look what happened to them. I'm not saying everybody was totally innocent, but, I mean, there's no reasonable consideration, you know, for the stories there. In much the same way. I mean, it was, you know, when you contrast it with what BLM did, you know, several months earlier in the summer and the destruction, they did probably 10 times more destruction to the D.C. area and around the Capitol than what happened on January 6th. And you've got January 6th defendants who are sitting in jail. They're just, you know, just sitting there. And they've been in there for over a year, in some, I think, over 2 years, without having a hearing, any kind of due process whatsoever. This is how mean-spirited this deal is and how important, you know, Jim Jordan's committee is in checking out and verifying the weaponization of this government. And I think it's obvious that we know that it's weaponized. The key, just like with what happened with the Durham report, now what? What are you going to do about it? You know, because the Durham report, when you look at that, Mike, he didn't tell us anything we didn't know 4 years ago. You know, we knew all this stuff that was going on, but we were called conspirators. We got canceled off of Facebook and Twitter and, you know, social media, you know, canceled us and closed down a lot of businesses by invalidating, you know, and canceling our First Amendment right. So this is what's going on in our government. And again, if the Constitution has any bearing whatsoever, then those three most important words, we the people, must be reenacted, it must be reinforced, and we the people must come together. I've said for a long time, this isn't about a Republican Party or a Democratic Party. This is where we've gotten off. This is not about party politics. This is about America. We need to come together and agree. What kind of America do we want? What will happen with this great American idea? Is it going to die before 250 years and go away and morph into this one world government push that Joe Biden and the other Democrats are trying to push us into? Or are we going to remain sovereign?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think what's important for us to do here is we have to maintain the spotlight on these abuses. We have to have Republicans continue to provide oversight and to continue to keep digging. We need to protect these whistleblowers for being brave enough to come forward and highlight these abuses from retaliation of the Biden administration, which is ongoing. And there will be more coming to light, I'm sure.
Well, we need a force in this country, and it certainly isn't the FBI. Or the Justice Department to make sure the laws are enacted. Just like you said, we got people coming to Congress. They're lying. They're breaking the law. We've got institutions breaking the law. And they're getting away with this, Mike. And what is this going to say to the rest of the body politic? No big whoop. Break the law. Why not? I mean, our government's doing it.
Yeah, the Biden administration has clearly demonstrated no respect for the rule of law. They're weaponizing our institutions for their political narrative. And we just got to keep fighting back.
Amen. I'm with you, Mike. Let's rally the troops, buddy. We need all hands on deck here. He's the tax policy director. Mike Pallas has been with us with the American for Tax Reform. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Have a good day.
Oh, Total Wine really does have everything. I found your favorite bourbon, an awesome vodka. Oh, and Ruthie.
Ruthie?
That's me. Always happy to help. Honey, Ruthie found that amazing Cabernet you love.
Oh, yeah. That Cabernet was really good.
And we have it for the lowest price in town.
We've got to get another bottle. So glad we found Ruthie.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on the need for whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers are protected by law, and the reason is simple and understandable. We must be able to count on disclosures from rank-and-file employees in order to conduct our oversight and hold people accountable for wrongdoing.
Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI. In short, the leadership in the FBI is politically corrupt.
President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow is the start of the G7 summit. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. I hope you're enjoying your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, well, let's talk about summer trip planning season. It's in full swing, right? From a big roller coaster at Dollywood and a drop tower at the islands, a beautifully themed lodging, and more. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee offers several new attractions for visitors to enjoy this year. And live from Pigeon Forge's first rooftop bar, the mayor of Pigeon Forge himself, David Ware, is with us. He's going to talk about his favorite family-friendly destination within just a day's drive of two-thirds of the U.S. population living east of the Mississippi River. Pigeon Forge is one of the Southeast's most popular getaways, helping families create lasting traditions, all with a view of the beautiful Smoky Mountains. David Ware, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, there you are. You're on the rooftop bar. You've got the beautiful panoramic view of Pigeon Forge. I guess that's one of the reasons why people are clamoring to get there, and why it's become one of the Southeast's most popular getaways, huh?
Yeah, you know, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited national park in the country. Millions of people come here every year. It's because it's so beautiful, and it's there's no admission fee. It's free, and it's, you know, no matter how many times you get into the mountains, and I've learned this being a local kid, born and raised here, is there's always something new to discover, and it's wonderful to get into that to that atmosphere, that environment, and just enjoy God's beauty and just unplug and relax. But then again, we also have the tourist destinations around here. So if you want to come here and swing in a hammock and ride and read a book, or you want to ride a roller coaster, we've got just about everything for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with the unofficial start of summer just a week away, let's talk about family vacations and why they're so important, David.
Well, I think you and I both know that it's really important to get away, to unplug, and to spend quality time with the people you care about, whether it be friends or family, just to get away and do something different and spend that time. A lot of times in our daily lives, that quality time is missing, and so I think it's really important. No matter whether you come to Pigeon Forge or go somewhere else, I think it's important to get away and do that. Quality time is something that's it's got so much value to just relationships and to self. It's really important to take the time to do that. So we love that we're a destination that offers that, and that we offer a lot of things to do for a lot of people.
Yeah, you go to Pigeon Forge, you're not going to come out of there the same way you went in, right?
No, I hope not. I hope you come out with a smile on your face, because right. You know we love helping build memories and enjoy connecting people and through whether it be entertainment or leisure, either one. We love the fact that we get to play a part of that.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, it's a time for, you know, families, like you say, to hit the reset button. And, you know, as crazy as things have been, you know, for the last 2.5 years dealing with COVID and everything, we all need a treat. And this could be a great place and a destination, because the thing that I hear about Pigeon Forge, David, and you can confirm this, is that, you know, people that go there, they can't wait to get back. That says something.
Yeah, It does, and we are blessed to have that reputation. We have about a 70% return visitor, so people who come here, whether it's the first time or the sixth time or fifth, whatever, they're coming back more than likely. 70% of those folks are coming back. So we that's a big number, and we're really blessed, because I think our people, the folks that work here in hospitality, are very good at their jobs. They do a good job with Southern Hospitality, something that's missing. I think in a lot of places we encapsulate that here in Pigeon Forge. We're a small town, so it's a small town vibe. We have about 6,000 permanent population, but we host millions of people every year. So it's a trick to do it, but our folks are very good at it. So we're really proud of the job that they do in hospitality.
Well, it is a special heart that you sense there, because that spirit of service, I mean, this isn't just, you know, something that you're saying. If you've been there and you've been around Southern hospitality, it doesn't get much better than that, does it, David?
I don't think so. Of course, I'm a little biased. I'm a native here, born and raised. My family settled here in the national park years and years and years ago. So I've been here for a long time. This is all I've known. But it's interesting to talk to visitors who travel here who are not used to that kind of atmosphere and that kind of hospitality, to hear them brag on what our people offer. And I just think it's really neat to hear that, because I'm used to it. I grew up in it. So it's cool to hear that people come here and enjoy that part of their vacation. And that's not even getting into what you can do here. I mean, there's so much to do for everybody. That's just the heart of it, the nature of this environment. We focus on family and friends and time together, which I think is the most important underlying message that I want to get to through to your listeners, is that that's the most important thing, whether you visit here or you visit somewhere else. It's really important to unplug and get away.
Well, David, you're the mayor of Pigeon Forge. You know, tell us a little bit about your story and what motivated you to, you know, to rise to this position and to lead this community of servants.
Well, I appreciate the question, and I really try to figure that out every day. Sometimes I wonder how I got here. But, you know, I was born and raised here. This community helped raise me. My family was very involved in the community, whether that be service to their county commission or to the school system here. So my family was very involved, and it's just something that kind of – it was natural for me to do. I don't know. If you ask people who knew me before, they have no idea how I ended up in a political position. I'm about the least political person there is. But it's just a matter of enjoying this area, wanting to be able to show this area off to folks who want to visit here. And there's no better place to do it than here in Pigeon Forge, right at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, with wonderful people in this community like Dolly Parton. Paula Deen has been in this community for a while. Cal Ripken, Guy Fieri. We've got so many people who have latched on to this brand, who enjoy the business here and enjoy the hospitality here, that we're just really blessed to be where we are and who we are.
Well, David, as you say, there's a lot of things that have been a big part of the tradition of Pigeon Forge. You know, things that people can do, some things that you say are just absolutely free, just enjoying the environment and enjoying the area. And there's things like you mentioned, you know, there's Dolly World that you can check out. There's so many other, traditional you know, escapes that they can go to. So touch on those, then also in this last 3 minutes we have together, let's talk about the new attractions that are available for visitors.
Yeah, so that's one thing that's great about Pigeon Forge. I might have mentioned a little earlier, there's always something new to do, and there's always something for just about anybody to do. No matter what your tastes are, we have it for you here in Pigeon Forge. So the big one here is Dollywood. It's Dolly Parton's amusement park. It's a world-class amusement park. It's the number one ticketed attraction in Tennessee. A lot of people visit Dollywood. They have always got something new going on, and just recently, last week, in fact, they opened their largest roller coaster to date, which is called Big Bear Mountain. And I cannot wait to get on that roller coaster. I've not had a chance to ride it yet, but just talking to friends and family, it's just a great addition to an already amazing theme park. But they also have some lodging options on their property. They have a hotel called Dreammore. It's a beautiful resort. And they're adding a new one called Heart Song. It'll be open in fall. So she's always got something new going on over there at Dollywood, and it's really a blessing to have her as a part of the community and have her theme park here. But there's outside of Dollywood, there's so much more. There's so much other than that. There's the island in Pigeon Forge is a 23-acre family entertainment center. They've added 5 new rides this year for families to enjoy when they visit. It's a kind of a neat place because you don't have to pay to get in. You just kind of come and go as you please. It's kind of a downtown feel, and there's always something new to do there. We have a neat museum. It's the Titanic Museum. There's actually a replica of the Titanic built in Pigeon Forge at the Titanic Museum. Yeah, we all know about the Titanic and how that story ended, but they like to dive deep into the details of the people who are on that ship.
Well, he's the mayor of Pigeon Forge. David Ware has been with us, getting us all excited. And guess where we're all going? We're heading to Pigeon Forge this summer. You better believe it. Where can we go for more information and get details so that we make sure that we've got all our visiting plans together to see you there at Pigeon Forge?
Yeah, the best place to start your family vacation planning here in Pigeon Forge is the website mypigeonforge.com. That's mypigeonforge.com. It's got everything. All the businesses are listed there. You can help plan your itinerary, and you know what you're getting into when you get here. So you can already have some things already booked and already planned. But it's a great resource.
Mayor David Ware, you're awesome. Thank you, sir. Look forward to seeing you there. You take care. You got it.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, we're on standby for Evie Bear Carroll. She's going to be joining us, the hostess of Movie Guide TV, in just un momentito. The thing, again, we're talking about, you know, what's going on with the Durham report. And the thing that, to me, what's absolutely key about this whole report and the follow-up and the response is what Durham had said that very few people are picking up on. The Federalists picked up on this because this is the foundation of rectifying the problem that has been going on. And this problem we're realizing, especially with these whistleblowers and, you know, with all the news about whistleblowers that are happening right now, is our government is being undermined. But what Durham talked about, because some people say, well, how come there's no rules? You know, what's the recommendations here so that this doesn't happen again? Remember, that's the whole deal. It's always, we're going to investigate to make sure this never happens again, right? But it does. Because he, and he put his finger right on it. He says, new rules won't matter until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity. And I would say that you could hang that as a sign on every institution within our government, is that new rules don't matter. It is the very hearts of the people that are involved here. And if you forget about fidelity, bravery, integrity, I might even add service, because as a servant of the people working for the government and for the bureaucracy, that's what it's all about. It's about serving, not being served. And this is where they've got it upside down. Evie Bear is with us right now. Evie, excuse me for just a moment. I'm sorry to take up a little bit of your time here as we're talking about some of these things that matter. But you and I talk about these things. These are the wholesome, the good things that, you know, the scripture tells us about that we should strive for. You know, the noble things that that encourage people and cause us to rise to incredible levels, because that was the sentiment early on when this great American idea took root, right?
Exactly. Serving others above yourself. Exactly. Yeah. But now it's completely changed to be the other way around. If people aren't serving you, then you feel, you know, they say, oh, block anyone or don't talk to anybody who's not serving you. But it should be the opposite, because serving is really giving to others and makes yourself feel even better, as the Bible says.
Well, it's the antidote for a cold heart, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. And look where we are right now. We're living out what the Bible warned us about, that the hearts of many would grow cold. And that, I'll tell you, that's sad when you think that our fellow man, and when I say that in a generic sense, so of course I'm including women and however else you want to identify yourself, is that, you know, that our hearts would grow so cold that we would not have empathy for the other person. I mean, that is pathetic. And you look at the, again, these key points in our history. I mean, we're just around the corner from Memorial Day. And I'm going to be talking with Joe Mantegna a little bit later on today. And Joe, of course, he and Gary Sinise are hosting the PBS, you know, that annual event that we love to watch. They do such a great job on Memorial Day and really focusing in on what Memorial Day is all about. And we need those days. We need those memories. And we need to pause and remember how we got here. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people. They want to talk about destroying this country. But I just have faith in the American people. I have faith that, okay, we may be going through a phase. We may be misunderstanding some things. And we may be listening to the wrong voices out there. But I think eventually, you know, the American people will get it right, God willing. And we'll be able to get the, you know, back on solid footing. But it goes back to what Dorham talked about and what we were just saying. You know, where's your heart? You know, where is your heart? Do you have integrity? And now more than ever, I mean, this is something that we really need to, you know, press and impress upon our children. Because this is what's key. Because we live in a current culture that challenges all that. Because at the very basis of this, as you know, Evie, it's about God. And they are canceling God. They want to cancel God. They want to cancel the real big guy. And, you know, and so, you know, just the mere thought of it, you hear God laughing, you know, echoes of God's laughter coming down from heaven. And we need to understand because you don't know what you don't know. And when, especially when it comes to God. But anyway, look, we're here to talk about some movies. Let's talk about Fast X. What's going on?
Yes. This is like the 10th one here that they've made of these Fast and Furious.
Yes, Fast X, Fast 10 now, right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they've really gone above and beyond here. And, you know, they're always about them trying to protect their family unit that they have created. And so they do that in this one. They team up with a spy agency this time to bring down a drug lord. And they've got past with a drug lord from 10 years ago. And so, you know, it's fun and it's exciting. Obviously, they decide to have, you know, bad words in this. And you wonder why, right? Why can't this just be clean? And there's a lot of action. So, you know, everybody knows that these movies have a lot of action and not really violence in terms of, like, you know, blood and stuff. But they do have that kind of, so to be weary of that. But they really always kind of end and they pray at the dinner table, which is kind of a nice thing. They always pray in Jesus' name. And so if you've seen them, they pretty much always pray at dinner all together with their little family that they've created. So there's some nice things about that. But overall, we've given it a caution kind of for teenagers and above.
Right. It's interesting, right, how they try to bring together, you know, good and evil. I mean, it's like, okay, we'll let you have prayer around the dinner table, but we're going to throw in some cuss words there. It's like, you know, what are you doing? You know, when you could broaden your appeal that much more, because look at these movies where the appeal is broadened out to include the entire family. What kind of return are they getting? Are these, you know, some of these, I get it, some of these movie houses, they've got so much money, they've invested so much into it that they panic. And and to me, that really cheapens the level of creativity. Because I remember, Evie, this is before you were born, but, you know, when I grew up, we had clean comedians. We had the likes of Red Skelton and Bob Hope and, you know, and that's not to say that some of these people that we admired and Jerry Lewis and that, these funny people, it wasn't that we, you know, it wasn't that they were just unlike and inhuman. I'm sure they had their moments and the language came out in time, but they respected and honored the culture in such a way that they were going to cheapen our values by, with a breakdown in creativity. I mean, it's just unfortunate, you know, that happens.
Yeah. Now, the good news is there's no sort of alternative political agendas in this movie. It's just a straightforward movie.
Yes.
It's just a movie about, you know, car chases and plane chases and spy chases. And so, you know, they don't add anything else, any other sort of agenda in there or any deeper meanings to anything.
Exactly.
So that's kind of nice.
Well, let's talk about Ghosted.
Yes, Ghosted is a program. It's actually funny because it's a comical spy thriller on Apple Plus, and so it's nice to know that there's an option on streaming. And it's kind of fun to think of, like, you know, a comical spy thriller, right? So Cole is an American man who's interested in history and farming, and he meets a beautiful girl named Sadie. And she's ghosted him on social media. You know, a ghosted means that you're not going to talk to them anymore.
Right.
So he tries to find her, and this spy terrorist gets in the middle of it. This Russian terrorist. So it's kind of a silly, I mean, how silly is this concept of two people trying to fall in love, but she's really a spy and she's fighting a Russian terrorist, but, it's kind of fun. And it's not, you know, it's not the quality of Fast X, right? It's not the most amazing quality in the world, but it's just a popcorn movie. Take it or leave it for what it is. Apple TV Plus. And,
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
I mean, love is complicated enough. I mean, it's no longer boy meets girl, you know. You got all these other, you know, side hustles and diversions in between. And just to take you down some, you know, different rabbit holes before you end up with, well, here we are, boy finds girl. Girl finds boy. Right. So what can you say? Now, you talk about, which is something that's been in the, you know, the contemporary conversation, and that's the ChatGP. And you had a chance to talk with Sam Altman. Tell us about this.
So Sam Altman is one of the heads. He's the CEO of OpenAI, ChatGPT service, and as everybody knows, that's the big talk of the town right now, right? Using AI for different things, and so he really believes, and really everybody's kind of saying this, that this could be a new tech boom, and it could be, you know, he says printing press moment, right, where it changes everything forever. But he says, and we all know that you need to be careful with it, and so he went in front of Congress to say we really need to be careful with this. And put up some regulations in terms of it so people don't misuse them.
Exactly. Well, you know, look, we already had a state that announced that you cannot get TikTok in that state. They, they're making it illegal. They're going to fine you, you know, for, and I was just trying to remember what state it was and trying to look that up. And,
Utah, anyway. I think, yeah.
Is it Utah? Yeah, and so they made that, you know, the governor signed that into place, and of course, you know, get ready. There'll be some lawsuits and all that. But look, you know, somebody's got to take a stand and start protecting the minds of our children and these things that are influencing our young kids, you know. And
exactly.
Not to mention its attachment with China. Abby Bear Carroll, thank you.
Where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day.